T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn is joining us this morning. John is one of the featured speakers today at a large school safety seminar at the University at Buffalo that's bringing participants from education and law enforcement from across the Northeast. John, good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
You know, with the recent events in Parkland, safety is paramount in our schools. What is your message today for everyone who's attending?
Well, I'm going to be unveiling a new program that I'm going to have in my office called an Erie County School Critical Initiative Program, which basically I'm going to assign one of my assistant district attorneys to every school district in Erie County. And therefore, every school district is going to have a liaison with my office to be able to call up and report any kind of threat, any kind of situation where the school district, the principal, the teachers, whoever feel that something is unsafe or something is unsettling the school. You know, we've got a number of school districts here in Erie County, and I think we need a coordinated effort here to ensure that all threats are being taken seriously. Again, I don't know what happened down in Florida, but it appears from what we hear that the threats for this young man were not taken seriously, and we need to prevent that here in Erie County.
Do you think the cooperation is there in Erie County? Because there's so many moving parts when you're talking about school districts, dealing with police agencies, dealing with your offices. Is everybody on the same page here?
Well, that's my goal, Brian. My goal is to make sure that everyone's on the same page. You know, with here in Erie County, as you know, we've got a number of school districts. We got a number of police jurisdictions. I already had the liaison program in place for police districts. Last year when I got in office, I instituted the police liaison program where I put an ADA as a liaison to every police district. Now I'm going to do it for every school district. So therefore, the school district, the SRO officers, the local law enforcement agency in the school district will have a point person in my DA's office to be able to coordinate this effort.
All right, John, let's move on if we can. The priest abuse cases that are in the news, we may get more names today. The Catholic Diocese is expected to release some names or the names today. But as this moves forward, could this involve your office?
Well, it depends. The problem that we have and the problem that I've been trying to eradicate is the statute of limitations. The fact of the matter is that unless it is a or B felony, meaning, you know, a forcible rape situation, all other felonies, the statute of limitations runs out when the person becomes 23 years old. So if we have a all the names that are being brought forward, and again, the diocese, to my knowledge, has not provided me any names that they shouldn't have in the first place. There was an MOU that was done in 2003 that was signed by the diocese and all district attorneys, and in that MOU, the diocese was agreed to provide any names to the DA's office of viable cases. To my knowledge, there have not been any viable cases where they have not reported. So the diocese has done nothing wrong here as of now as far as not reporting names. If, in fact, an individual has a recent a sexual abuse case, then it becomes something that I can handle. But if the person's over 23 years old or it happened back in the 60s and 70s, the statute of limitations is run out.
Do you plan on throwing your weight in favor of that proposed Child Victims Act that's in Albany right now?
I already have, Brian. I've been to Albany in January where Senator Kennedy and I had a press conference in Albany where I advocated for it. Just last week, the chairman of the Erie County Legislature, Peter Savage, invited me to the Erie County Legislature where he introduced a resolution that was unanimously voted upon by all members of the legislatures here in Erie County, Democrats and Republicans, imploring Albany to change the statute of limitations and support the Child Victims Act. But as you alluded to in your news clip there, the problem is the civil compensation aspect of it. That's what's holding this thing up, because there are certain senators in Albany who do not support the civil component of this, looking back for lawsuits 10, 15, 20 years ago. My answer to that is separate them out. Just deal with the criminal aspect right now, change the statute of limitations as far as the criminal statutes, and then worry about the civil at a later date. If you can't agree upon the civil stuff, do that next year. But this year, handle the criminal part of it.
As far as I know, on this law, this Child Victims Act, some of these abusers would be kind of grandfathered in, would not be able to be prosecuted under a new law if it was passed. Do you plan to fight to change that aspect of the bill?
Well, the reality is, Brian, is that you're never going to probably have an agreement on that, because when they changed the law as far as the A and B felonies back in 2006, where they eliminated the statute of limitations on A and B felonies, they did not grandfather back in at that point. So the fact is that they're not going to grandfather. And now, basically, all I care about is having a law on the books right now where going forward we prosecute all sex offense cases, whether or not they're a C felony or a D felony or a misdemeanor, whatever they are, going forward, having no statute of limitations.
All right, we'll wait to see what happens with the diocese today and, of course, what happens with the Child Victims Act, too. John, we appreciate the time. That's Erie County District Attorney John Flynn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.